Welcome back to the Ryder Cup. Welcome back to a report from my sofa in Glanmire, where I've just seen one of the Molinaris miss the hole. I must say I have been sitting here on the sofa asking myself the question, can Italians putt or not? At the same time, I've got the telly on. I see Watson and Overton, they're all square. And I'm just watching the ball land. A very fine shot, about 12 feet from the hole. Now look, the latest score as we speak are that Woods and Stricker are one up, Johnson and Mahon are two up. All the rest are all square, with the exception of Westwood and Kamer are one up. But what I want to talk about is my disappointment that the iPad application Ryder Cup 2010 doesn't work. I'm really annoyed at that. I was looking forward to seeing how well that would work. So instead I've come to the Ryder Cup official website, where there are some really fine photographs of McIlroy, and even a good one of Westwood. So things are going along. It's a bit difficult to follow the foursomes in the same way as you follow the four balls. It moves so quickly, and they jump from one match to another so quickly. So I must admit that I'm not quite as glued to this, even though I know I love the format. Now, Jim Furyk is about to hit a shot in here. Looked to me like as if he was playing an iron club. But no, he's hit the back of somebody's neck and bounced into the rough. So Jim has got himself a bounce off a spectator. So that's it. Golf is progressing along here. I've got a little dog sitting at my feet. The rain is coming in. This is an important point. It's now 20 past one on day two. And the rain seems to be closing in. Now, the weather forecast is dismal for tomorrow, so our chances of getting it finished tomorrow, I would rate as poor to slim. So here we have Kaimer. Kaimer's on the tee, and he's about to hit another iron shot. I'm trying to remind myself why they're using irons off this tee, but presumably they want to land the ball on the fairway. He's managed to put his ball into a nice spot just short of a bunker in the rough, but he's got plenty of sight of the ball. Okay, that's yet another report in from report number two. Johnson and Mahon two up, and Woods and Stricker two up. Meanwhile, Westwood and Kaimer are up, and Harrington and Fisher are up. So it's very, very even, really. The thing that is most gratifying is that Harrington is actually hitting the ball again, and has actually sunk a putt, or maybe even two. Okay, there we go. Talk to you later.